Okay, have we said stuff on the dog, but I'll talk to the Heilige Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, Adam, and Venzik Chavim. The Mishnah says three different machoikas of Hashem and Basil. Three different machoikas of Hashem and Basil. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, Adam, and Venzik Chavim. Dam of a goy. We know what halacha is with the rice. A goy is not matamein with any tumas at all. Or bon made that is goyim like a zov in the chol of rayim. The mission wants to know: is there a chilek between roik and meimer eglayim of a goy and dam? What's the chilek between dam? The Gemara and daf before daf yutes tells us that the only thing that a matamein is things that are misagel before the yotza, like roik. Mashiach and dam is not misagel for yotza. So the Mishnah wants to know what's done by dam of etzachav, by dam of a goy. Shailah number one. That's all drabbarim dika shailah. The next shailah is dam tayrish hamitzeras. You know, the Heilige Torah says that the isha has a zachar. So the first 7 days she's tamei. Afterwards she sees dam. She has yimei toya. Let's say by a zachar from the 7th day until the 40th day she has yimei toya. What's the din by mitzayra? Is it not tamei als dam? But is a tummy out the mayon of a mitzvah's tummy? What does that mean? We know that it is, let's say, the roik of a mitzvah's, or the meiraglaim of a mitzvah's is tummy. Out the mayon is from a mitzvah. Does dam have that same din or not? Is dam tummy out the mayon of a mitzvah? I don't know. Maybe like the story we said before, about dam is different. It's not misagel v'yotzeh. It's not tummy on a deraisidika level. That's a shayla. So the first part of the Mishnah is a total drabonidika shayla, as we see in the Gemara. The next part of the Mishnah is a deraisidika shayla. That's shayla number two in the Mishnah. Dam tairish al matzaras. On both these, on these two, Beshami matair, Beshami says in the star, or Beshil, Beshil says, Ki roika u ki mei miragla, it's tome, just like roika mei miraglaim is tome. It's very interesting. On din number one in the Mishnah, it's only tome with drabbanan, because all this is only with drabbanan. On din number two in the Mishnah, it's the deraisa, which means just like a matzora is tome on roika mei miraglaim, the dam matzora is also tome with deraisa. In other words, again, the isha sees dam on day 20. Now this dam is tome mitzad the tumor of dam. She's put it to her husband inside that dam. But the dam is not worse than the Reiko, Mehmeraglai, and the Mayonis of Mitzayra. So now it's the dam that can did its Tommy. It's Tommy, it's the Mitzayra that can did of Mayonis, it's Tommy. That's the second shah of the mission. Now the mission puts a third shah also together, which is dam ayeleda shaloi tov. We know what it is this case. Let's see, I have a zacha for 7 days, and the caver for 14 days, and afterwards a lady didn't go to mikveh yet. So that's pasha shah put it to her husband because she didn't go to mikveh, but I want to know. If she sees dam on day 20, what din does that dam have? Again, legabe bailo, she has to go to mikvah. Of course, that's the din of Torah. We know a lady's only mutuaz who goes to the mikvah. But I want to know, the dam that she sees for a zach on day 8, 9, 10, 11, or in a cave on day 15, 16, 17, 18, she is the yimei tayra totally in tvila, or the yimei tayra is totally in the day? Which means, after 7 days, is she automatically tar? No, she's not tar automatically. After 7 days, she only if she went to the mikvah, she's tar. But if she didn't go to the mikvah, she's not tar. That's the third machoikas, Beishami and Beishil. Again, Dama Yeledes, Shaloi Tavla Yeledes. That didn't make tvila yet. So she's in the Yemei Toya. But she bepoil doesn't have the tire because she didn't go to the mikvah yet. What's the deal? Shama says, it's like Roik and Meim Raglaim, and she is Tomei. Now, this thing in your Tomei is regular. Beisil says, Matame Lach V'Yovesh. This dam is Matame Lach V'Yovesh. Again, let's get the story straight. Regular dam by an Isha Nida, we'll learn later, is Tomei Lach and Yovesh. But this dam, I want to know, I want to make it different. I want to say it's only Tomei Lach and not Yovish, that's what Beshamai says. And Beisil says, no, it's Matame Lach V'Yovish, Matame like regular dam, they made like regular dam, it's Matame Lach V'Yovish. But Dr. Mishnah, Moidim be a letters B'Zoif. In case the lady is in the 3 days of Yimei Ziva, she Matame Lach V'Yovish, then it's Matame Lach V'Yovish, because then you have a deal in the Mayonis of Zov. Forget about the dam. That's Tomei Mitzad dam. You have the din of a zoiv. Mayonis of a zoiv. Mayonis of a zoiv is Tomei. And the Gemara is going to take apart all three halachas, the Mishnah, one by one. The first Kashi Gemara start, we talk about dam, Avetz, Chom. Again, let's get the rules straight.
Midaraisa, dam of a goya is never matame. Why? Because Bnei Yisrael, only Bnei Yisrael have toma, goyim don't have any toma. But Rabbanah made a cross the board Gzeira, which is called Kezavin Lechol Devrayim. Goyim are like Zavin Lechol Devrayim. So Gemara Ray Writer says, well, what's Shadim Beshabi? Beshabi doesn't hold it as din? That's a din everybody holds. A frank day, look at Gemara. But last little Beshabi again. First din number one in the Mishnah, dam of Etzachov, which means a goya, a regular goya, shalady sees dam. So the Mishnah for last little Beshamay doesn't hold off this brisa. It means Gemara means to say this brisa is universal. Everybody holds this brisa. In fact, the Haley Gemara for last little Beshamay doesn't hold off Dabra Bnei Yisrael Vamata Alein Ish Ish Kizah Bnei Yisrael. And the rule is Bnei Yisrael Matam Beziva Veinagichav Matam Beziva Avol. This is all part of the brisa, part of Gemara's Kasha. Avol goes through Alein Shu Kizah V'Lachol Devrayim. Everybody holds it at. So again, Frank the Gemara, how could you say dam of a goy is not tamei? L'chayrin, if they made a goy, whether a goy sees it or a goy doesn't see it, it's like a zov l'chol devrayim. So why shouldn't this dam have a din tumah mitzad the din they made him? He made her like a zov, shoot, kizov l'chol devrayim. And for the Gemara, Beis Shammai says they made a special dam that took away the din. Yois, it could come out a tremendous problem. And the problem is, if people sees that roik, spit, memiraglayim, and dam is all tamei, so what are you doing to burn truma on that? But you're not allowed to burn truma because the whole din is only drabanan. So where should they show that the tuma is only midrabanan? So they said, Hezachayim, we're going to make dam different. We're going to say dam of Oibzicham is totally. So everybody will know the tumah of a goy is only midrabanan. They'll remember this brisa. And with the brisa, it's not tumah, it's only midrabanan. Therefore, they're not going to come to burn truma on that. The Gemara is going to say, why they punk did it by dam? But again, the reason why they made this big exception by dam is that they shouldn't come to burn truma on a midaraisa. Zokti Empathy Gabar, you're 100% right. Amri Lechabe Shammai will take out the brackets the way the Vilna Goyin does, because the Gabar doesn't notice. You saw yet till later the Rabbi taught us this. Amri Lechabe, I'll tell you, Beshammai, Beshammai will tell you, Heichi Levit, what should they do? Letame, should they be Metame? Lach V'Yovish again. Dam by Nida Yisraelis is Metame Lach V'Yovish, the way the Gabar learns out later in the fifth parik, Dam is Tame Lach V'Yovish.
Not as Mayonis.
Not as Dam. Again, it's not a mayonis where we spoke out before. Mayonis is only misago v'yoytza. Dam is not misago v'yoytza. So why is it tamei tamei? Because dam needs tamei. Lach v'yovesh. So should they give it a full-fledged din of dam nida on a drabonidical level? Of course on a drabonidical level. Because the rice is not tamei zotimor. That they couldn't do a sisa kishal teira. And you come to burn shuman, that would be a mistake. Should you make a lach v'loy l'tamei yovesh? Now the Gemara says like this. So do what Beis Hillel did. What did Beis Hillel do? Beis Hillel said it's only matame lach, and it's not matame yovesh. And they'll know it's not like regular dam, because dam is matame lach yovesh. And here it's not. So the Gemara no oibazay chilakti b'shalter. Beis Shammai was scared like this. People will say dam of a need is only matame lach and not yovesh. If you're bonding to say that it's tame, but it's only tame lach and not yovesh, people will come to say a regular need by Israelis is only tame lach and not yovesh, and that's not true. The way the Gemara says later, it's matame lach and yovesh. See what you're about to do? I'm going to release total the halacha. They said dam is not tame at all by Avetzchav. That's the story that Beis Shammai did in the Mishnah. So again, Midaraisa, never tummy. Rabbanan gave across the board the tumma, but Rabbanan released the tumma by dam to show that the whole tumma is only on a Rabbanan to Galab, you're not going to come to burn shul. That's the first time. It's good. So chino to the din of the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says, dam is tah. Why is dam tah? Because Rabbanan want to release the din in order to know that here is not like regular tumma but Rabbanan. Gaval, crack the Gemara, and Roikim Emer Aglayim is Tommy. So people are going to say that the ladies Tommy on the derice to Glove, you come to burn Shuma. You protected yourself by Dam, but you didn't protect yourself by Roikim Emer Aglayim. Fretty Mori Hochi of Azoy, Roikim Emer Aglanami, Kiva Dav Dinon Hekerim. Hochi Roikim Emer Aglayim Nami is going to come out of Tekola, just like you're scared. By dam, they come to burn truma center. That's why you said it's only on A. You had to release the din. You had to say the dam is tall. So what do you do by Reiki Meimer Aglayim also? In other words, this the goita sees spit something, and it comes on a piece of truma. You're gonna say, listen, By Yiddish lady, that's a zava, you burn the truma. So by Goyish lady, you also don't do it. How do you make a hekka to know that you should burn the truma? And for the Gemara, kiva davdin nekeir b'dama, once I make a hekka by dam, may the yadi, I'll know already the reiko, may me regleha drabana. The Rabbana don't have to make a hekka by every single thing. Rabbana want to make a gzeir. They would just scare you to come to burn truma. So in one item, in dam alone, they made a hekka, that's enough. Let them make a hekka by roik and meimir raglayim v'letemuye and let them be matama dam. And for the Gemara, no. Roik and meimir raglayim the shchichi. Roik and meimir raglayim the shchiach. That are kaseid in the isha gosbura or bonum. Better want to make exer. But damam Diloy Shicha, and the Farshim explained, even though we know we learned at the beginning of the Masechta Dam by Nida Shir, that means Dam is Shir by a lady to see when it's her Zman to see. But Klape Roikim Eimer Aglayim, it's about the Nat Shiach. So Memela, the Rabbanon, did not make a Gzeru by Dam. Dabba Diloy Shir, the Gosb Rabbanon. Yes, I'm sorry, what?
No, it's just less Shir.
Less Shir, exactly. That's what Gemara means. Gemara means compared to the other one. Exactly right. Gemara means compared to, again, Dam is Shir, Klape, what the Gemara was talking about over there. But Klape, Roikim Eimer Aglayim, Avada Dam is less Shir, because Dam is only Bashasa Isha Zanid. The Bashasa Isha Zanid is not Shir, but Shaykin, Roikim Eimer Aglayim all the time. Exactly. More means comparison to that. So Melo, when your Rabbanim wanted to make the Xera, when do Rabbanim put the Xera on it? Only by Roikim Memor Goliath, not on Da. Very good. Rabbi says the Baruch Hashem again. We have the Din of Mishnah. The Din of Mishnah is, according to Beis Shammai, your Rabbanim released the Tumah, the Rabbanim by Dam, in order to make a Hekka. And the Shal is how much to release it. Beis Shammai says they released it totally. And Beis Hillel says they only, Beis Hillel argued on what the Gemara said before. Beis Hillel says it's enough to make it only Balach, not to make it Yavish. That's enough. Either Shashi will come to Chalak to Mishal Torah, Beis Hillel does the whole that. Beis Hillel holds it's enough to make it there, but one not by the other. That's the Gemara's Mahalach over here in the first Shiloh of the Mishnah. That's the Gemara's first Mahalach in the Shiloh of the Mishnah. Again, that's Chazar over what we said. The second machlokes in the mission of Dam Tyrish on Mitzaras, that's the Raisadik issue. That's nothing to do with Rabban. That's the Raisadik issue. This whole Gemara was only explaining the first machlokes in the Mishnah of Dam Avedis Chachav, not the second machlokes in the Mishnah of Mayonis of Mitzaras. Mayonis of Mitzaras, that's the Raisadik level. Now we'll go to the first machlokes of the Mishnah. I can't hear you, huh?
It says, it doesn't mean it's relatively
lashkiach.
The reason is because it's
al hachaka,
so they'd rather put
their
hachaka on the thing that's more steady.
Right. They wanted to make al hachaka on something that's always. So they put it by reikim emeraglayim, not by dam. Because dam is lashkiach, klapi reikim emeraglayim. And where did they put the nekuda to know it's only drabana? That they left it by dam, right? That would be enough to know by dam. Hashem, the Issa, they wanted to make a Zavluch. They made a Zavluch to be Machach from a Goy, exactly, so that they wanted some Keseda, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, he says they didn't want the kids playing with the Goyim. So, made Yud Chesdava, so it's beautiful. They did that Keseda, Reiki Meraglaim. You go into the Goy's house, the kids Shabbos have no one play with them. They'll come back, Tomei, so you don't want to send them over. So, they were Tomei. What goes to Barabon? I'm running where it goes. Omar Rava, Zokteheli Gemara Vaita, Omar Rava. Now the Gemara goes like this. This was all by Nekeva. The dam, the roik, and the meimer aglayim. Now Rava comes and Rava says, what's the din by a zachar? What's chodin zoivin carry by a zachar? Oh my Rava, zok Rava, zoivoy, by a zachar is tamei, afilu lebeshamai, that's tamei even according to beshamai. Carry, or the carry, tahar, afilu lebeshil, I'll finish, that's Rava's statement. Because Rava says, the gantz and mishnah is only by isha, by dam, but by a zachar, it's punk, by zachar, it's different. Zov is Matame even according to Beis Shammai, and Keri is Tar even according to Beis Hillel. And the Gemara explains the logic. So what's the logic of Rava? Zov is Tame even according to Beis Shammai. The Ekel Mevin Akeri Beker. They made the Hekka by Keri again. You see, when this Gemara is like this, once Rabbana made a Hekka by one item, it's enough to say it's Rabbana. They didn't have to make the Hekka by everybody, anything else. So the Rabbana made a Hekka by Keri. Carry Torah, I feel the Beis Hillel, the carries Torah, even according to Beis Hillel. Why? Ovid Be'er Rabbanu Nekeir, which means Beis Hillel is also masculine, Rabbanu Nekeir. The Beis Hillel said, it's enough Hekka by Dam lach and not yovesh, that's enough of a hekka. Over here, by a zocher, where they make it? They made it by carrying. Frekti Gemara, why do Rabbanan make it one by another? Zocti Gemara, I'm sorry, carry, Torah, Filo, Basil, Ovid, Rabbanan, carry, Kehechi, like this, Shavalet, Trum of a Kodshim. Why do Rabbanan make a hekka in order that you shouldn't come to burn Trum of a Kodshim? Rabbanan made a hekka in order that you shouldn't come to burn Trum of a Kodshim. That's why Rabbanan made a hekka. In order that Rabbanan, you shouldn't come to burn Shum of a Kodshim. Rabbanan had to pull back. So where did Rabbanan pull back? By carry. Frekti Gemara. Vasa was punked. Rabbanan made a heck of by carry, not by Ziva Kundurava. Why do Rabbanan pick and choose that? The same style like Gemara asked before. Why do Rabbanan make the heck of by Dam, not by Roike Meimur Aglaim? See, Gemara is challenging Rava. Why do Rabbanan make a heck of one and not on the other? Frekti Gemara. For the other that carry by Zoiva, that Rabbanan make a heck of by Zava, Zav, by Azachar. Let Rabbanan be matame to carry everything. Gemara has out there. Zoy voy de loy tol me maisa. Zov, that's not tol me maisa. We know the halacha is a zachar is matame. If it's not tol me maisa, not tol me chimum, it's a natural zach that it comes out. So meila, they will matame that. Gozber Rabbanan. Carry the tol me maisa. Carry that's tol me maisa. So grashi, it's only pain carry. Bo el al yedei chimum to meila like goes with Rabbanan. Not Rabbanan were in Goyza. The Rosh says the story. The Rabbanan more want to be matami where it's not tolling in a ma'isa. Where it's tolling in a ma'isa, Rabbanan didn't want to be matami. In other words, the Kitzes said Rabbanan made the gzeira only by zav, not by carry. That's where Rabbanan did it. So again, by nekeva, Rabbanan made it by dam. By Zohar Zok the Gemara, the Rabbanan made it by Hekka by Zohar, and Keri is Tahar. The Keri is Tahar. Why did Vilna going to take out these words in Aleph, the Loy Lister of the Trum of a Kachim? We see the Gemara had a Girsa, the Lister of the Trum of a Kachim. Let's look at the Helik going on the side. Zok the going on the side, Nimchak. Erase these words in Gemara. V'nichta b'tzidoi, the Loy L'chayiv Aleh, Yinam Chayiv, and Altumas Mikdash V'kadoshav. I think the Pshat Nagun is like this. Toys at the bottom has a kash over here. Toys asks, the Gemara says before even on Roik and Rabbanah we burn Truma. The whole blot before said Rabbanah. So what's going on over here? On even on Rabbanah, on a Suffolk Roik Amoretz, the Gemara says we serve as a Truma. So why in the world would we serve over? Take a look at the bottom Toys. V'zoi v'tomei d'abdi ha'keri b'keriyoi im toyo ha'mayla sefrina sefrina ha'sofik roik in the Amoretz perikam with the Shabbos koshke v'zoi v'shloi v'kechavim. So they're going, takes it out. They're going, he takes it out of the Gemara because it's kasha, and he puts in the Gemara not the list of the Trum of a Kodshim. He puts in the L'chaim of Le'altumas. That's very good. That's the Raisa. That everybody holds that. That's going to come with their kula. In other words, when you go into the Beis Hamikdash, everyone holds the Trum of the Raisa to Batame you. Under Rabbanan, the Gemara says that a lot of times Rabbanan made the Rabbanan very stacked. They'll serve Trum on that also. But six times, that's one of those cases. But that's not going to mechayev you for going to the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, the going deletes it from the Gemara. Okay. Right. Zok teheligi Gemara leima masayile. Now we want to bring a right to Rava's din. Rava turuf amerdik chiddush. Rava turuf that carry is tar and the Rabbanon release the din of ziva by a goy mayonis by a goy is tamei. They released it by carry to make a hekka. They shouldn't come to be served truman where the Gemara says before. Zok the Gemara leima masayilai lama zen araya leima masayilai. Want to be raya to Rava? We learned a Mishnah. See if I'm right. A Mishnah. Yeah, a Mishnah mikvoyz. A Mishnah mikvoyz. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Aved zechov magoyta agoya shapolta shichva zera miYisrael agoya that had in her shichva zera of a yid." Tameya, that Shechazer is Tomei, even though it came out of the body of a goy, but Shechazer is Shol's Tomei. Ubas is Shol Shapolta Shechazer, but a Yiddish lady, that a Shechazer of a goy, Tahira, it's Tahar. So what does it say here in this Brisa? This is inside, in this Mishnah, this is inside that we're saying, Shechazer of a goy is not Tomei, because a carry of a goy is not Tomei, like we just said. We just said, Rava said, they released the Tuma on a carry of a goy. Dostain this rice that Shechazer of a goy is not Matame. If the Basisol spoiled it, my life, Tahir Gemura, it's Tahir Gemura. Zot Gemara, I'm not right for this Mishnah. Tahir Midaraisa, all it says is Tahir Midaraisa. Tomei Midrabbana, you have no right. In other words, We know clearly, like we started in the beginning, there's no tumas by a goy whatsoever. So the tumas by a goy is only midrabanan, and the aside of the mishnah is that everybody is moided to the din that rabbanan made goyim kizav and lachol devrayim, that everybody's moided to. So all this mishnah is saying is on a derisical level that atame. About rabbanan they could be tame. Again, you wanted a shbar, you wanted to prove rabbanan's din that he says carry his Torah even with rabbanan, you have no right. It could be carries only tame. It could be carries tame on rabbanatical level. The mishnah says carry shavazera in Yiddish lady that belonged to the goy is tahar. That's on the rabbanatical level. What a rabbanatical level is tame. That's all. It's on the rabbanatical level. Again, what?
It's not really shaftik zera.
Again. Rava said a din. The way to fight Rava is to say there were goyis by zov and not by carry. That's the way to fight Rava. The Gemara wants those Rava correct or not. The Gemara says, you want to prove Rava's different than Mishnah. It could be they were going, they released Xerah by Zav. They didn't release Xerah by Kerry. Kerry still talking about Rabban and the Galavel. The Mishnah says Tahar, Mishnah have no Raya. All the Mishnah means Tahar means on a Daraistic level. That's good. The Gemara is going to bring a conclusive Raya for the next part of the Bryce that explained the Mishnah, but the Vayal Gemara in its integrity says you have no Raya from the Mishnah. Bite the Toshima, let's see the second Raya. It says Nimsa Soima, the Bryce that says on this is a Bryce or the Mishnah for his eyes. Shikhvazera shall Yisrael Tamei b'chol makoy. Shikhvazera Yisrael Tamei all over. Vafilu the Meyabes Chavim, even in the Meyabes Chavim, Shavikachav of a Goy, Tahar b'chol makoy. It says like this. The carry, the Shikhvazera of a Goy is Tahar b'chol makoy. Afilu b'mei Yisraelis, even b'mei Yisraelis, which is basically the din that we just said. Chutz mimei meraglayim shabbat. Now the Bryce sends off. The Bryce says like this: in case it's mei meraglayim that are posich that are stuck in the shichvazera, that's tomei. In other words, mitzad the din shichvazera, it's not tomei. But mitzad the din of mei meraglayim, that's tomei. We know mei meraglayim means of a goy is tomei alts mayonos. So the Gemara says like this: what iser is there in this mei meraglayim? There's no iser deraisa because the ganza, the goit is only metamei drabonon, and we're saying that a shichvazer is not tamei, so it must be it's not even a tuma drabonon. About the brayser redois, what tuma is there is only the tuma meraglayim. What tuma meraglayim we talk about? That's only drabonical level because on the rice there's no tuma meraglayim altogether. So it must be we mean even drabonon. The Gemara says this is a good raya. Let's see it inside. Maybe you're here also. You want to say me like you won't push me off before, and you want to say it's tamei the rice aval tamei midrabanon. Frek the Gemara otu meraglayim midaraisa mi matama meraglayim is never matama midaraisa. So what must be we referring to? The Teretz were only talking about the Rabbanan Dikandin, and we're saying still the carry doesn't have even the Rabbanan Dikandin. Zot Gemara, this is a raya to Rava. You see clearly in this brisa, the Sheikh Vazari, the carry, is not Tomei even on a Drabonandika level. But the Gansa Mice is only a Drabonandika level. Elo Shmamino, Vaistois Tahoira, Filim with Drabonan, Shmamino. Vaistois is Tahoira, even with Drabonan, Shmamino. That is Midrabonan. Good, so the Gemara proves like Rava. Again, what did Rava say? That when Rabbanan released the din, they released it only by carry, not by Zav. By Zav, they said, it's from a Rabbanan, my Yonis, the Zav. But by Sheikh, by carry, Sheikh Vazera, did they release that din, they said, it's Tor, in order to make a hacker. Vaita Omamar, Omamar, we learned, straight this din. Sheikh Vazera shall Yisrael, Tamei b'chol makim. Sheikh Vazera of Yisrael is Tamei b'chol makim, afilu b'mei aved zichom, even in the stomach of a goy. Sheikh Vazera of Yisrael's Tamei, yes. Now the Gemara says we are fascinating Zach. You know, I think some Sefer boys listen to this Gemara, the etzem body of a yid is different than a goy. As I was before in this Gemara, the Gemara says like this: we know that in the Sheikh Vazera is only Tomei for 3 days. After 3 days, if you stay in the Gemara Shabbos, it's Masriach and it cannot become a royal Hazriah. The Gemara wants to know: is that then true only in a Yiddish body or even in a Goyish body? That was a Papa Safi. Hazak the Gemara. Hurry up, arrive from this Brisa because it says that Sheikh Vazera of Yisrael is Tomei b'chol makom afilu b'mei aved zichavim. The boy, Rapapa, Kleder Shaila, the boy, Rapapa, Shekhvazer, Shal Yisrael, What's the din? Zokti Gemara. No, you have no right. Besoich Gimel like him a boiler. Rapapa never clear within 3 days. In 3 days, everybody's moed that's tamei again. Shichva Zera is masriach, loses its potency, cannot be masriach after 3 days. But until 3 days, it's tamei. That's when we know when the Heilige Torah says the Eid before Matan Torah had to separate 3 days. Why? Because you will be scared a lady will be poiled Shichva Zera, and the lady will be tamei, and we want ladies also to be tamei Matan Torah. Zokti Amar Kikam a boiler. Rapapa Shaila was only la'acha Gimel after 3 days. And Rapapa Shaila was like this. This din that it says after 3 days of Shichva Zera is masriach is that only in the Yiddish body. Yiddish body is very chimum because he's very worried about Torah mitzvahs. He has to make sure he does all the Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, it's mechameim. But Shichva Goyish body is even masriach after 3 days. And I think they bring with Torah Rosh only the fourth day, not further. Even the fifth day is not by go. Or do you say no? A Yiddish body and a goyim about the ichkotzim ramosim. So the body is also mechameim and also 3 days enough. That's the Gemara solving. But within 3 days, even by a goy, it still has the starkeit of Shichva Zera, and it's matame. Again, Zotim Mor Debor, Rapop, Rapop, Kalashai, the Shichva Zera, Shel Yisrov, and Meir Veschov, and Mao, the Sir Gimel, Zotim Mor, like Kim and Boy, like the Rapop, Kiko, Boy, the Papa Shai, was only the Acha Gimel after 3 days. My Yisrov, the Daigi, the Mitzvahs, Yisrov, that he's worried about Mitzvahs, Chovil, Gufayu, his body is Machameim, his body's hot. Anybody help me? The word chovil means hot. I didn't understand this. What does chovil mean? Hot. Rashi says chim. You know where chovil means hot? I know Rashi. Explain where the word comes from. I don't know where this word comes from. Oh, I didn't get it. Someone can help me? Great. Chovil gufay umasriach, and it's masriach. But a guy, the loy daigi be mitzvah. Guy is not worried about mitzvahs. He's not worried about mitzvahs. Loy chovil gufay is guf. It's not hot. But loy masriach. I do more, maybe no. Given the achlish katzir mosi, bal to get the rain in McDonald's. So maybe that is the same level of daigi b'tayra mitzvahs, and the guf is also mechameim. The achlish gemara unbelievable. Shkatzir mosi mechover gufay umasriya teiku begins. The gemara remains by a suffix. It needed the flamadal on base. Shichva zera of a yid in a goy on day 4 is it masriach like a yid or not? That Gemara remains by a suffix what the din is. Kimadumani the Sabsayv in Shuvas says they once did operation, they found a certain zach to use a certain refuah, and it worked on a goy. The Sabsayv said it's no right to work on a yid. And he says, needed of Lam Dalam and Bays, the Goyish Shabbat is different, the Indian Shabbat is before Shemar. The Gemara on both stones is to that. The Gemara just wants to know if the Daigi Matara Mitzvah is counteracted by the fact that it's Achish Kotzer and Mosim and Gim Masriach Hanap. That's the Gemara says. But both of them are Moid that the body is a total different body. Ashreinu Matav Chakeinu. Vaita. The next channel of Mishnah is Dam Tairish Omitzaras. Dam Tairish Omitzaras. What one do we go? Quarter day, okay. Sure. What's the din, Rabbi Yisai? The third shot in the Mishnah again. We know the Heilige Torah says a zochar and an akeva. Have you made tyra? A zochar from day 7 to day 40, an akeva from day 14 until day 80. You made tyra. Now, what's the din if the mitzvah sees dam in those days? So that's vani mitzad din. Dam toya, the dam has din of a dam toya. But I want to know what's the din about the mayonis of a mitzvah. Din number one, dam tyra of how it has. But I want to know it's the sveita din over here. The sveita din is of mayonis. Let it be told me about the mayonis of a mitzvah. That was a machoikis in the mission of Meshami and Meshil. And what do we have? Meshami said, what's the din? It's kiroiko kamemer gleho. It's only matame lach and not yovish. And what did Basil say in the Mishnah? It's matame lach v'yovish. It's matame but lach v'yovish. Zok the Eilig Gemara. What's the source of the machloikis? What's the source of the machloikis? Why in the world should it not be tame? Why in the world should it not be tame? Again, why in the world should it be tame? Why shouldn't it be tame? We know that it is mayono is the only things that are misagel v'yoytze. What does misagel v'yoytze mean? They misagel like spit. It coagulates. It gets bigger spit, and then you spit it out first, but it gets a little more, and then it goes out of the body. Mashikin dam, any bit of dam that comes goes out right away. Dam doesn't come together and then go out. Dam goes out. Every bit of dam that comes goes out. So it doesn't have a legal din of the mayonois. So I wonder why in the world should dam be like a mayonis? Dam is the not included mayonis. So the shaila is, do I have a new reboot to say dam of Mitzayra isn't in like mayonis? And that's the shaila in the Gemara. But again, everybody holds you need a reboot. Why do you need a reboot? Because it's not Mesaga of a Yoitza. It's not Mesaga of a Yoitza. Zokti Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says what I just told you. Rashi, after the word chavel, Rashi, four lines down. So Rashi, Shar Mayonis, even though we didn't see the Gemara, let's just see Rashi. Gunroiko may me regular. I'm reading Rashi, four lines down, the skinny lines. The awesome Mizov, the Sivbe, Kiyorok, Hazov, Umine, Nofki, Shar Mayonis. What's the din about dam? Is it like that? Is dam like this or not? Again, dam is a different story because dam is not Mesag of a Yoitzei. That's the shayla in this Gemara. Let's see back to the Gemara. It's not the Gemara. Dam tayir shal mitzaras by shamar yomim. My time of the bissel. What's the reason of bissel? Well, Rabbi Yitzchak Zokar Yitzchak again. What's the reason of bissel that he says that dam of a mitzar of tayir of mitzaras has a din like by yonos and it's matame lach v'yovesh? Why in the world should it be matame? Why should it be matame lach v'yovesh? Why should it be matame lach v'yovesh? So the Gemara might tell me the Basil of Rabbi Yitzchak Zokar Yitzchak Lezachar says in the parasha Mitzrayim Lezachar LeRabbis Mitzrayim LeMayonosav or Mitzrayim and it's Mayonos and it's Mayonos means Roikam Emiraglayim and then a cave all the Rabbis Mitzras including Mitzras the Mayonosel. So the Gemara my Mayonosel. What did Mayonos is there by a cave but it's not by a Zoch? Ilay Meshah Mayonosel. If we're talking about Roikam Emiraglayim Zochan Afk. In other words, the Gemara is absolutely no different. Of the roik of a zocha mitzayra and the cave of mitzayras, or meraglayim is absolutely no difference of a zocha mitzayra and the cave of mitzayras. They're both the exact same. So I didn't need a new reboot from the cave. The Torah says there's a parasha of mitzayra by zocha by the cave. So of course there's a din of mayonis by a zocha and by the cave also. Ela only ladam. It must be ladam latam a dam tayra. So this din. In other words, dam is not included in mayonis. Why not? Because dam is of a yoitza comes along. The Halakha Torah says over here, dam of a mitzaras is tamei. Now what dam mitzaras we're talking about? Dam tamei. Of course, dam is tamei. We're talking about dam tayra, which means that you may toya shalom. And that dam etzim we mutter labayim because the Torah says from day 7 to day 40 is mutter. But here the Torah says, make that dam like a regular mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvahs. Therefore, that dam is tamei, and lachaya this will be tamei even at the reistigal level lachaya. Beshamay says the cave mizoch leasim. Beshamay says nothing doing. Beshamay says I don't have an extra posik. Beisil has an extra posik of a nekeva, and Beshamay says I don't have an extra posik of a nekeva. Why? What's your svar? Your svar is learn out. Nekeva from a zoch, and therefore the pasuk by a nekeva is extra. Use it for dam. It's not extra zoch b'shamer. Nekeva mizoch oyasi the ikol mifruch. The dinim by a mitzora are different than the din by a mitzoras in the hilchas mitzora. And we know mal zochar or zochar shetokin ton priya. A zochar, but he's a mitzora. He has to grow his hair long. That's not true by a nekeva mitzoras. Uprima, a zocher has to rip his garments, and a keva mitzoraas, she does not have to rip her garments. Also, b'tav shemitah, we know that din is al kaponim lekuli alma in the 7 days where you have a yoshav chutz la'olah. What does the 7 days mean? The first stage of when you tohar, the Torah says the yoshav chutz la'olah. You're not let it go in Yerushalayim, but in the olah is the ishta. You're not let it have tash shemitah. That's only also for the zachar. But a lady of mitzaras in those 7 days, she's allowed to have bia. Her husband's allowed to have bia with her. So I see the din of a zachar in the cave are different. So what are you telling me? I would learn out of the cave to his from his. I would never learn them out. I told the different halach is. Zati Yomarka and Ton Priyo Priyam Vasashamita. Tell me the cave of the loy. Sure? Some halo. What would he tell me? I have extra bossing. Zok the halaga by Shammai. Zok the Basham. I don't have extra bossing. I need the psukkah by Zachar. And the psukkah by the cave. I never had the extra psukkah. So what does Mishal answer back? Lift him one over the cave. And so sounds like this. You're 100% right. But if that's the case, so let the Torah write it by the cave. And I'll say, Kol Shkena Zohar. Why does I have to write it by Zohar and in the cave? So I have an extra pasik. So at the end of the day, what am I going to use the extra pasik for? to tell me dam by him, it's a ra. So Basil says, look, I want him in the cave, let the Torah write about a cave, like boy Zachar, Bana, meaning I would rationalize, I would say, a kavachayma, madach in a cave, sheina tuna prio, prio prima, veina surbata shamita, still Rabbi Rachmana Maina says, Zachar, like Koshkin, surely is Zachar. So if I still have the extra drasha, so veina inyan Zachar, tenei inyan in a cave. What do you mean, like in the cave? I need it for the cave. I didn't need it for the cave of a main angel of minus seven because I don't need it for my inner yonis because the exact same thing in my yonis of a zarch on a cave. So, what do I use it for? To the angel of Domus, I still have the extra dam. Latame dam tyrus shalom. Shai. What does Beshamai do with this? Beshamai is right. Beshamai says, no. Beshamai says, I can't learn out the Kaiva from Zohar, and I can't learn out Zohar from the Kaiva either. Zok Beshamai. Beshamai says, Zohar in the Kaiva lo yasya. I can't learn out Zohar in the Kaiva. The equal of Miprach, I could slug up, I could say, Mal in the Kaiva, Shkematama me oines, or be oines. I think this Gemara means like this. Is a Gemara in. There's a Mishnah Masechta Tzavim. Mishnah Kedushin, being Kedushin. That's what we know it from. Mishnah Kedushin says that there's a chilik between ziva by a zachar and by an akeva. By an akeva, she's matame all the time. By a zachar ziva, it's only matame shaloi mahmas ria. In other words, if he saw. If it was a maisa, or she was jumping before, then he's not tame. Mashekin on a cave is matame, even boinus, all the time on a cave is matame. I think that's job. Someone says differently, let me know. And then the cave is always matame. Zok to Yomar, he's counting out one from the other. Zok to Yomar, time bezach of the loy, she's counting out one from the other now. The problem is, we're talking about Matsuyah, and you bring in a limud from Ziva. Zok to Yomar, Basil, Kaimi, Matsuyah, Parchamil, the Zavwa, what type of prayer is that? Talking about Mitzrayus, how do you bring a upshot from Zav or Beshamai? Beshamai says no. Shum Tama Perchi. Any tummy, a lot of upshot. It's a beautiful. But so we're down to the bottom of it again. We have Machoikis Beshamai Besil. Dam Tahira of Mitzrayus is it tummy or not? And what's the nekudas of Machoikis? Do I have extra limud on the Torah to tell me there's a din mayonois? By the dam tire of a mitzaras. Where's the shayla? The Torah says I have a pasuk by Zohar. And the Torah says I have a pasuk by the Keva. Do I have an extra pasuk by the Zohar or not? Is it extra or not? And that's the Gemara's machloikis. By Shammai holds, I don't have extra pasuk. I need a pasuk by Zohar and a pasuk by the Keva. And Basil says, no, I have an extra pasuk because I don't need it. So what's it coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me the Mayonis dam is also Tomei. In Boya Seymour, it's not the Gemara, the second there is on the Chabay Shammai. But Shammai will tell me, no. Oh, I need it for a different drush. I need a lezachar kol shu zachar, which means we know the din is that a zav is matame even from day one, not only from a certain age, but there's no limit. How do I know that kol shu zachar? Ben gadol ben katan, say gadol say katan. Well, Beisil says no. I learned that from a different drasha. Nafla learn now. May zois toiras hazav ben gadol ben katan. Zois toiras hazav say gadol say a katan. Om Rabbi Yosef zok Rabbi Yosef ki. When Rav Shimon ben Lakish started the sugya of Zav, he started the shir like this. Boy, hachi, he cleared as Ashayla, Ria Rishoyna Shal Zav, Katan Mahu. We know the din we just learned that a Zav is any age, even a Katan. Now the din is like this. If a Zav sees one Ria, that is then only like Shechva Zer, only like Ria's carry. If he has two Ria's, what's the din? He's Mechoyev to sit. Zion, person mechoyev Zion Nikiim, or is not mechoyev a carbon? But if he has three rias, what's the din? He's mechoyev a carbon. But the Gemara wants to like this: a zav katan, the first ria, but a zav katan doesn't have a din of carry. So what's the din? Is that called a ria of zav? But that's nothing. Clears the Gemara: ria rishayin shal zav katan maush at the tamei b'maga. And now the Gemara explains the shayla. Zois teres hazav ashtei simen hashikh vazera. Om rachmona kol shikh vazera shloi metame. Anyone that is shikh vazera is a din shikh vazera. We are showing shloi metame. It's a riyaz metame. Bahai. But this cotton is very unique. Even though the Torah was marbit for a riyaz zav, but it was not marbit for a riyaz. Shechvazara. Given the Shechvazara Shaloi Loi Matame, therefore Ria Rishon, its first Ria in the sequence of Zav, even though that second Ria, when you have a second one, it's going to be a Zav, but the first one is not Tame. Loi Tame, Dilma no. Given the Ilu I Chazi Tarti, that's clear. A Kotten has a parish of a Zav. So if a Kotten sees Ria number one, and then a Kotten sees Ria number two, what's the with the Ria number two? It's a Zav. So the first one is not Matame Midin Shechvazara, is Matame Midin Zav. I Dilma, maybe Zav Yomara, Kivan the Ilu Ihu Chazi Tarti. If he would see two, Mitzdarva would be it would be Mitzdarv. So that's Matamye. Omar Rava Zok Rava Toshma bring you a riot. It says Zoy Sturz Azov. Thank God, Lomain Katan. My God, Oriya Rishon Shloim Matami. The Brisa seems to make a heckish. Just like a God, Oriya Rishon Shloim is Matami. Af Katan the Katan also. Oriya Rishon Nami Matami. A cotton also, we showed is also mitame. Okay. It's not tame at all. So, Zerva cotton is not tame at all. How do you know that?
It seems to me that there's no such thing. There's no